Word of Faith Netcast is on the air. Well, praise God. This is Dr. Bill Bailey, and this is the Word of Faith Netcast. And I'm glad you could join us this week as we get into the Word of God. I've got my handy tablet here, which is doubles as my Bible, which is kind of nice. And we're going to be talking about actually concluding our message on how faith works, what it is, who has it, all the various aspects about operating in faith. So we're going to be getting into that in just a few minutes. First of all, let me give you a few announcements. I mentioned, I think it was a few netcasts ago, about our RSS feed changing. We have switched over to the new feed, which I'm going to put on the screen right here. If you are subscribing to our video netcast, then by all means, check out that special feed, because that is the feed that you can subscribe to and get our video netcasts on a regular basis. Also, another exciting thing is that we have developed a private Roku channel. Now, for those of you that are not familiar with the Roku technology, that is a device that allows you to get television across the internet, special internet television channels that are available over the Roku. You can get iTunes podcasts and netcasts that way. Brother Copeland just started a new Roku channel for his Believer's Voice of Victory television stuff, BVOV.TV. All of that's out there. There's just tons of great programming out there. And we just started our own channel called SpeakFaith.TV. Now, a lot of you remember the SpeakFaith.TV project from, years ago now. And now we have kind of mutated it a bit into this new Roku channel. And so if you have a Roku box, now get you a pencil and piece of paper to write this down. If you have a Roku box, then you can go to Roku, the owner section. It's owner.roku.com. I'll put that right up here. Log into your Roku account and then insert this special code. SFTV beta, B-E-T-A. And I'll put that right here on the screen. If you insert that, it will bring up the SpeakFaith.TV beta channel. Now, we have submitted it to be a full-fledged channel that's available in their channel store, and hasn't been approved yet, but we're still waiting for that. Until then, you can do it through this private special code that you can enter in and get SpeakFaith.TV. So I'm encouraging you to do that. If you go to SpeakFaith.TV, the website, you can see exactly what our SpeakFaith channel looks like in the Roku. So I encourage you to do that. And for those of you that haven't made the leap and gotten a Roku yet, right now they happen to be on sale. So I thought I'd mention that to you. They're $49 and that includes shipping, free shipping. So if you want the information on how to do that, I'd encourage you to go to this website right here, drbill.cc. Go to that website and scroll down the page just a little bit. Over on the right-hand side is a great big ad that says lowest price on Roku ever. Click that little box and it will take you to the point where you can order a Roku box and get Brother Copeland's channel and SpeakFaith.TV and all the great channels that are out there. I encourage you to check that out because it will be a tremendous blessing to you. I believe it's got, you know, I just actually ordered another one myself. I already had one, but I got one for my bedroom. So I encourage you to check that out, and you'll find the programming out there is tremendous. There's just a lot of choices available. And then, of course, Word of Faith Radio, WFR.org. We just got some new equipment in, which hopefully will make things a bit more stable on Word of Faith Radio. And our goal there is to have 24/7, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. And as I mentioned, this year is a leap year, so 366 days this year of Word of Faith programming available for you. And so in order to do that, we needed some new equipment. We got a new computer, and we got that set up just this past weekend. So lots of things happening, praise the Lord. All right, let's go into the Word of God. We were talking last time. We started with Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, about what faith is. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And then from there we went to Mark chapter 11. So let's go back to Mark chapter 11, and let's start in verse 22. Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God, or have the faith of God. Now, there are some translations that say have God's kind of faith, or have the faith of God. And a lot of people say, well, Dr. Bill, how can you have the faith of God? Well, because he gives it to you. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, Romans 10, 17. So when you hear the word of God preached, when you hear it taught, faith comes. And when it comes to you. You are a spirit, you have a soul, you live in a body, it comes into your spirit, man. And let's keep reading here, we'll see how this all comes together. Jesus answering saith unto him, have God's kind of faith, for verily I say unto you that whosoever, well I'm a whosoever, whosoever shall say, notice use words, shall say to this mountain, this problem, this situation, whatever it might be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. Now we're going to come back to that phrase, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. Now last week I said that the English here is not correct, but have them what? Have them things. Them things that you prayed for. You'll have them if you believe you have received them when you pray. Believe you receive when you pray. Not later. Don't put it off too well. I hope I get it one day. No, you believe you have received. Have received is past tense. Amen. You believe you have received. Yeah, but I haven't received it yet, Dr. Bill. I don't have it in my hand. That's the whole point. That's what faith is. Faith brings it into substance. It makes it into the natural realm from the spiritual, the supernatural realm. Amen? So you got to believe you receive when you pray. Now, let's go back to that phrase I said we'd go right back to, and that is, shall not doubt in his heart. Now, when I was literally, wow, I was a high school kid, and we had a study hall, and in study hall, more often than not, I would read my Bible. That's what I would be studying. And so I was reading my Bible, and I read this verse of Scripture, and I had never really seen it. You know, this was way before I heard good teaching from Brother Copeland, Brother Hagin, and so forth, and I'm just sitting there, Baptist boy, reading my Bible, and I read it, and it said, for verily I say in you that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast to sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he'll have whatsoever he saith. And I thought, wow, I can have whatever I say. Now see, I was right on the edge of a really powerful revelation. If I'd have gotten a hold of it then, wow, I would have really had something. But here's what happened. I went back and read, and shall not doubt in his heart. Well, without understanding that fully, young Baptist boy, I said, well, there you go. There's the catch. Shall not doubt in his heart. Well, I'm always going to doubt in my heart. So I can't have this. Why Jesus even mention it? And I got kind of grumpy about it. Well, you gotta study. You know, the Word of God says, study to show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of truth. Well, in order to rightly divide the Word of truth, I had to find out what this meant. Well, the first thing you ought to do is find out what that word doubt literally means. Now, the Strong's Concordance says, and I've got it here in Cadre Bible on my Android device. The transliteration is diakrino. Diakrino is the Greek word. It means to separate thoroughly. literally and reflexively to withdraw from, by implication to oppose, figuratively to discriminate, by implication decide or reflexively hesitate, contend, make to differ, discern, doubt, judge, be partial, stagger, or waver. All of those are ways that the word is used. But here it is, to separate thoroughly. In other words, when you get right down to it, it is to differ. That is the literal meaning. So let's go back and substitute that literal meaning of to differ in this verse and see what it says. Confess with your mouth, be thou removed, be cast into the sea, and shall not differ in his heart. In other words, if what you're saying out of your mouth doesn't differ from what's in your heart, then you will have whatsoever you say. Differ from what's in your heart. In other words, if what you're saying with your mouth is not different, see the word differ there, different from what's in your heart, then it comes to pass. Well, how do you make sure it doesn't differ from what's in your heart? Whatever, now get this, the Word of God makes it very plain that whatever is in your heart in abundance, my hair keeps falling on my face, whatever is in your heart in abundance is what's going to come out of your mouth. Amen? You've seen that from the Word of God. We've talked about that before. Whatever's down in your heart in abundance is what's going to come out of your mouth. Well, all right. Then whatever's in my heart in abundance, if I say it out of my mouth, there won't be any difference between what's in my heart and what's coming out of my mouth. Do you see that? So in other words, this isn't hard. This isn't something that disqualifies you. No, in fact, what it's doing is giving you insight into what you need to do to make sure that you are in a position to receive. What do I mean by that? What I mean by that is, make sure that what's in your heart in abundance is what you want to come out of your mouth. In other words, if you keep putting junk in your heart, and you keep putting doubt and unbelief in your heart, and I can't do it, and I'll never do it, and I'll never achieve, and on and on and on, you keep putting that in your heart, and it gets in there in abundance, that's what's going to start coming out of your mouth. And since that's the way the world normally is running anyway, it's almost guaranteed that it's going to be coming out of your mouth. And you're going to be saying, I never achieve, I can't do anything, woe is me, I'm always the first one to get sick, on and on and on and on and on, all that stuff. And that's what's going to be in your heart in abundance. That's what's going to come out of your mouth. That's not going to differ from what's in your heart, and it shall come to pass. You say, but Dr. Bill, I don't want that to come to pass. Well, there you go. Now you know what you need to work on. What you need to work on is what's in your heart. You need to put the good stuff in your heart, not the bad stuff. You say, that's awful simple, Dr. Bill. Well, it is simple. Even a little child can understand and do this. That's what the Bible talks about. Faith as a little child. You need to develop your spirit by putting in there what you want to come out of your mouth. What the Word of God says, in other words. You need to operate according to the Word, and the only way to do that is to get the Word in your heart. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You hear it, you hear it, you hear it, you hear it, you receive it. It gets down in your heart. It comes out of your mouth. What comes out of your mouth doesn't differ from what's in your heart, and it shall come to pass. Did you get that? It's simple, but if you don't follow it, if you don't understand it, you will find that you're in a mess. You will find that you'll be not where you want to be, okay? You will be failing instead of succeeding. Let's put it that way. You'll be failing instead of succeeding at what you want. Now, there's a whole lot of people that are succeeding at failing. Amen? Do you know what I mean by that? They are successful at being a failure. Well, you don't want that. You want to be successful at being successful. So how do you do that? You get a hold of the Word of God. You get it built into your spirit. And the way you get things built into your spirit is to hear them. Whatever you're hearing on a regular, consistent basis, whatever you're studying on a regular, consistent basis, whatever you are putting into your eyes, putting into your ears, what is entering into you on a regular, consistent basis, that's what's getting down in your heart. And it's building up in your heart. And when it gets in there in abundance, it's going to come out of your mouth. I had the Lord illustrate that to me one day with a glass of water. He showed me that as you pour water into a glass, once the water is at the, let's say, the third level, and you still got two-thirds of it is not full, and you've only got a third full there, and you're filling that up, that is not abundance. There is less water in the glass than there is air. So there is not an abundance of water. But once you get it up to the 50% mark, at exactly 50%, there is neither an abundance of water or of air. Do you see what I'm saying? But as soon as you cross that 50% mark, 50.0000001, or just to make it simpler, 51%. Once you get over that 50% mark, you're now in abundance. You now have an abundance of water compared to air in that glass. Now, obviously, as you keep filling that glass up more and more and more, and you get it to 80% and 90% and 95%, and finally it's filled to the brim and is overflowing, now that glass is full of water. There is a true abundance. But the abundance level, here's what he was showing me, the abundance level began when it crossed the threshold of 50% over into 50 plus, okay? Now, why is that important? That's important because once you start putting the word in your spirit and it gets in there, once it gets past that 50% mark, you're now in abundance. And now is when your mouth starts speaking the word of God. Now, of course, you want to be higher than 50.00001. You want to be at a higher percentage, obviously, so you keep putting the word in there. But you don't have to wait until you're 100% full before it works for you. That's my point, and that was God's point to me. You don't have to wait until you're completely full of the word. You just have to get to where it's in there in abundance, because what's in your heart in abundance is what's going to come out of your mouth. That's a scriptural, spiritual principle. So, knowing that, you just keep putting the word in your heart, and before too long, you will notice it will start coming out of your mouth. It will start flowing out of your mouth. You'll find yourself confessing the word of God consistently, regularly, and it will become more and more and more powerful in what you say. Woo, hallelujah. And once you do that, you'll start seeing a powerful difference in your life. Amen. And you'll start seeing that what you are saying is coming to pass. Now, to tell you the truth, what you are saying is always coming to pass. It's just that what you're saying is very often built on what's in your heart in abundance that shouldn't be there, that isn't the Word of God, that is doubt, fear, and unbelief based. Because that's what the world will put into you. If you watch the news and listen to people talk and listen to what they're talking about at work around the water cooler and on and on and on and on and on, and that's all you hear and you're getting that into your spirit in abundance, you're going to start saying the same thing the world's saying. You're going to talk about how bad it is and woe is us and how we're going to make it. And you're going to be saying the same thing everybody else is saying, and you're going to get, listen, the same results they're getting, which is zero. At least good results. They're getting a lot of bad results, but they're getting zero good results. We want the good results. And the only way to do that is to put the word in your heart. Hear it on a regular, consistent basis. That's why Word of Faith Radio is so important. That's why these videos are so important. That's why when you get a Roku box and watch speakfaith.tv, that's so important. All of these are ways that you can build the Word of God into your heart, get it in there in abundance, and then it starts coming out of your mouth and changing your life, changing the direction of your life, changing your world around you. You can make the world conform to the Word of God and to God's will for your life. God's will is His Word. That's a Selah moment right there. God's will is His Word. And if you get His Word in your heart and speak it out of your mouth, His will start coming to pass in your life. Amen? You getting some things here? I believe you are. I'm just believing that a lot of folks are seeing insight into things that they haven't seen before. And it's going to really be a change for them. Now, we're going to conclude this particular study, but you know I'm always going to be teaching on faith. I mean, that goes without saying. I'm going to be teaching faith no matter what I'm teaching. But as far as this study, we'll conclude it here with this instance, and then we'll pick up with a new topic next time, okay? But I wanted you to see that what faith is, how it works, and how you can develop your faith. Get the Word in your heart, speak it out of your mouth, have it come to pass. Amen? And of course, the best way to do that is get into a good Bible-believing, Word of Faith-teaching church that will fill you full of the Word of God. Now, you may say, well, Dr. Bill, I don't know where there is one like that around me. Well, you can write me, and I will do my best to find you one. Now, I don't know everywhere in the world that there's a Word of Faith-based church, but I can certainly do my best to find one for you, or at least put you close to one. Amen? So you can write me here, Dr. Bill, D-R-B-I-L-L, at WFM.org, and I will try to find you a church that's teaching the uncompromised Word of Faith. I just believe a lot of you already know where there's one. And instead of going to that doubt and unbelief teaching church, you need to be going to that good Word of Faith church, praise the Lord. So, do that. Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you what, if you're in Greensboro, North Carolina area, Faith and Victory Church is the place to be. Their website is at fvc.org, fvc.org, which stands for Faith and Victory Church. And I encourage you to check out, they have their teaching videos on the air through their website, through iTunes, through YouTube, and they have great things on the website. Check out that church as a local church that teaches the uncompromised Word of God. And there's a bunch of good churches all over the country, all over the world. I'm telling you, whew, hallelujah, it's the place to be. Do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is in these last days. You don't want to be in that group. You want to be in the ones that assemble together and hear and receive from the Word of God. Amen. And then, of course, Word of Faith Radio, I encourage you to check out WFR.org. So many ways to get Word of Faith Radio. There's an Android app now. There's the website. There's just all kinds of ways to get that. You can even get that over the Roku box. There are ways to get it there, but there's a Shoutcast channel and a bunch of different ways to hear Word of Faith Radio through the Roku. So I'd encourage you to check that out as well. As I mentioned, that website, drbill.cc, that's my technology site. There's a little ad there for the Roku box. I encourage you to check it out because it is the best price they have ever had for the Roku box. Also, you can write us here, Word of Faith Ministries, our address, Word of Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 5213, 5213, High Point, North Carolina, the zip code 27262. And remember, join us next time. Remember, until then, to fulfill the Word of God. The Word of Faith Netcast is brought to you by Word of Faith Ministries and our partners around the world.